Welcome to the Blockchain Life with your host, Wall Street Journal and USA Today's best-selling author, Carrie Oberbrunner. In each episode, we explore relevant topics that help you keep your world connected and protected. Thanks for joining the conversation today. Let's begin.
The world has changed. Are you still trying to reach people the same way? If you are, you're like most people. And unfortunately, you're going to be left behind. This is why at the Igniting Souls Conference 2022, we are taking an absolute deep dive and showing authors, entrepreneurs, and influencers how to leverage the new internet to grow their book, brand, and business. All the information is at ignitingsoulsconference.com. Get your ticket today because there are limited seats. And right now, it's the super early bird. Hope to see you there. Hey folks, I have with me a very special guest. I want to welcome you to Blockchain Life, everyone. And this is Brenda Cohen, the co-founder of Award Pool. Welcome, Brenda, to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Terry.
Listen, we've been in touch quite a bit the last few months because I've been really impressed with all you're doing. How did I even hear about you? Do you remember this?
I believe you had sent me a note on LinkedIn. And we,
yes,
yeah,
wow, this is cool. Okay, so I sent you a link, I want to say back in January or December, and now we're finally getting around to it. But we've done a ton of things together since then. All right, so let's talk about Award Pool. Give us the quick story. Where did it come from? What does it do? What problem does it solve?
Sure. So we actually founded Award Pool, my husband and I, in March of 2020, when everything shut down and we were at home with our three kids, and we wanted to start a new business and use that business to give them something to learn about and educate. But we actually used them as the inspiration for what we built. So we watched the way that they interact online. And we sort of used that as inspiration for how we could better market to that generation. So how do we reach Gen Z in the spaces that they want to be, they're used to, and that they enjoy? So for example, looking at my 13-year-old when he's playing Fortnite, and he'll play and play and play with the intention of winning some new skin. And he's equally excited about that new skin as he would be about something we would go to a store and purchase. And then watching my youngest, my daughter, she would watch these art channels on YouTube for hours and hours. But the reason why she would watch is at the end, there would be some type of reward that you could only get if you watched X amount of videos. So this idea that they would continue to engage them and then reward them for the time that they spent watching. So we sort of took that idea and took that type of marketing and built a Award Pool, which is a white label widget. So it's a widget that you build yourself with your own company colors and everything. And it's a way to engage your community, build that community, and then monetize and reward them as well. So you do that through different actions. So it could be follow my socials, dig into my blog, read about our founders, sort of learn about your business, different actions, and they get rewards. They get little points for every action they complete. And then they can trade those in our marketplace built right into the widget with NFT digital rewards. So it's kind of a new way to engage that community and sort of build around your brand or your content.
I love this. And you say last fall, meaning like 2021.
Well, we started building it as a family in 2020, and we actually launched it in October of last year. So October 2021 is when we launched it to the public.
Yes, I love it. So there were certain musicians and sports teams that immediately started trying it, and they had a lot of success. Can you share a little bit about that?
Sure. So one of the first projects that we actually worked on was with a football club out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. So FC Tulsa, and they're a local soccer football team. And they wanted to find different ways to engage fans at games. and sort of engage people that might not be at the games, but have sort of a different way to engage with them. So we actually created different actions that people could do at the game. There was a big QR code that showed up on the Jumbotron. To, you know, it might be Q&A type questions to see how much knowledge they have of the team. You could get in there, buy your tickets. You could get in there and, you know, sign up for their socials and their newsletter, a different way to sort of engage that community. And then at the game, as they're completing their different actions and getting points on their phones, the one who had the most points at the end of it actually won like a, I think it was a TV screen. So they had physical assets,
yeah.
So they had televisions, but then they also had the digital assets, NFTs, of different sort of winning moments and you know, player cards, that type of thing. So they were one of the first sports teams that we worked with. As far as musicians, we actually worked with this musician called Domino. And he released his album as an NFT.
Okay.
So he, each of his songs, he released as NFTs. So it was a way for people to learn about him, kind of get into his space. And he was struggling a little bit with getting the downloads of his music. And he did an amazing job and got more downloads than he ever did before with people actually purchasing the music as NFTs, which is a new sort of area that you can look into for music.
And you, with Wordpool, you even have your own podcast that you, don't you launch that as NFTs?
We do. So Ruben has sort of experience in podcasts, and we thought, well, let's do one sort of all about technology today and the Web3 world and NFTs, and then actually deliver that podcast as an NFT. So when you create, when you do a podcast with Ruben, you we create little challenges that go with it. So if we were doing a podcast with yourself, then there would be links to your businesses, your socials, whatever it is that you want to promote sort of around your brand. And then you can actually receive the podcast and mint it as an NFT.
Wow.
So it's a way to add sort of another layer of engagement with the guests that you bring onto your podcast.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. And for the person who, you know, wonders like, hey, is this, could this be done with authors? Because I know that our audience is authors, entrepreneurs, and influencers. You helped our team create a widget, which we're very happy about, we're proud about. I think we sold our first ticket to an event. You and I were just chatting about that. But can you walk us through what we're looking at and what this even means?
I think what's interesting in the... for authors and sort of in the publishing industry, what's interesting, it's great to build a community around a new book. So maybe you're just launching a book. It's a great way to sort of create excitement around it by getting people in there to earn points to either learn a bit about it. You could actually download pieces of it, learn about the author, that type of thing. But it's also a great way to breathe life into books that have already been out in the market for a while. And you want to kind of bring it back up into the fall and make people, you know, people can see it again and interact with it again. So you think about books that people love and they want to find new ways to interact with that book. So that's sort of what we did here with the Elixir project, is that it's, you know, it's been out for a while. It's a best-selling book, right? I mean, it's people know about it, but not only can you bring other people to find, you know, discover more about it, you can also bring those people who love the book and want to go in there and say, oh, I know the answers to these particular questions, or I wonder what else I can learn about the author, or I wonder what, you know, what other books this author may have written. So it gives you a chance to interact a little bit more with something that you may already have that interest in, or that you haven't heard about before. So we brought in your book, The Elixir Project, but we also brought in, you know, which is fiction, but we also brought in your nonfiction book that kind of, they tie together, right? So the Unhackable book, where you can go in and kind of take the things that you've learned from the one into the other, and did the same thing, kind of created different ways that you can get in there and learn about the book and yourself and the author and questions that you would only know if you actually dug in and read the book. Wow. So it's a great way to kind of get that audience in there. And then, well, the third challenge that we did was about, you know, your company in general, which is something that we do with lots of different companies to get people to sort of dig more into your brand, who you are, what you do, your basics, your services, your offerings, and create a little bit of excitement around learning about a different company. So within your one widget, you've promoted not just your company, but your two books as well. And it's all within sort of one little space. And then after they collect all of their points, they can go into your store and the different options that you had in there. There's ones they can trade in for points, which are sort of inspired by the various books that we've put in there. And then you have ones that you can actually purchase. So I think you put in some, did you put in some classes here too? I think you had.
Yeah, we put in our whole conference ticket that you're going to be.
Yeah, you've got your conference tickets. So people, you know, Igniting Souls has a conference coming up in October. So you can actually purchase your tickets right there as NFTs. And you know, different, I think, is that the book? You can go in and.
Yeah, so like we have a workshop. Then we have a general ticket, a VIP ticket. And then we even created, you know, one that's a limited quantity graphic as yeah. well. And like for people who don't know Web3, by the way, if you're listening to this via iTunes, only audio, you can watch it on YouTube, look for it, and you'll see what we're talking about. But this is a legit smart contract.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, so what's nice about what we built is if you don't understand Web3, then you can still interact. You can log in with an email and a password. You can purchase things using your credit card. You can still collect all of the points. So you don't have to understand sort of, you know, crypto, blockchain, Web3 at all. But if you are in that space, you can log in by connecting with your MetaMask or Wallet Connect, as you see right here.
Yep.
And automatically you've got your wallet already connected. You can go in. Each of those points that you're accumulating are actually based on an ERC-20 token. So you are actually collecting you know, points on the chain. And then you can trade those in, get your NFT. If you want to buy them, you can purchase them with crypto. So you know, if you are in this space, then you'll sort of understand that it's all based on Web3 technology. But if you aren't in this space, you can still use it and
take advantage.
So it's a great way to kind of have a soft entry into the space if you aren't necessarily familiar with it.
I think it's fantastic. What do you think is the vision? I mean, I know you kind of started this by accident with your kids and husband over COVID, but now you're starting to see, I think NFTs is not a foreign word anymore. I think that some people still think it's just a picture of a JPEG, but a lot of other people are realizing, no, this is actually just like a barcode. I mean, barcodes, I was looking the other day, barcodes are on water bottles, barcodes are on chapstick, barcodes are on hand sanitizer. Barcodes are everywhere. That's how we run the economy. I think very soon, and by the way, I'm reading the new book Metaverse by Matthew Ball, just came out yesterday. It is amazing.
Yeah.
But he's saying basically that there is lots of research that says the digital metaverse is going to have more purchasing than the real world.
Right. Well,
that's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. You know, yes, we built the business with the kids as a way to sort of do it. But it's not our first entree into, you know, it's not Ruben's first company in the crypto space. And I come from a marketing background where the majority of my career has been marketing technology to those who don't necessarily understand technology.
Wow.
So I used to help Microsoft market to women in a way that, you know, women actually, you know, they're the purchasing deciders of a household, yet they never really marketed to them. So that was something that I worked on for quite a while. And I see this as sort of a similar way. What we're trying to do at Award Pool is make the technology of Web3 and NFTs accessible to all in a simple and easy way. And I think that's and there are companies like that that are popping up all over the place. And I think that's why they're so important, is until it's understood that this isn't really that complicated, and that's the space that everybody's already heading to, then it's just about that knowledge. And that's why, like what we're doing right here, you know, doing the podcast and having your conference that speaks to, you know, an industry that might not necessarily have embraced that otherwise. I think, you know, creating that knowledge and making it accessible is sort of where we need to go, because our children are already there. Their lives are already so intertwined within that. The rest of us kind of need to catch up. We need to develop the tools to catch up so that when they're coming into the purchasing world, when they're ready to be making, you know, spending their spaces, the rest of us need to be prepared for what that's going to look like. And you're 100% right. I think when's the last time you paid a bill that came in the mail?
Yeah.
Everything's moving online. And everything's moving into that space. And, you know, there's no question that that's where it's going. And that's, I mean, that's a whole conversation about cryptocurrency too, right? I mean, it's, you can fight it as much as you want, but if everything's going to be purchased in that space, then, you know, a digital currency is where it's at. It's where it's going.
The other day, somebody asked me to pay by check, and I'm like, and they apologized. Because I said, do you accept anything digital? And they're like, no, we're really sorry. I think it's like the Yellow Pages. It's odd. And what's interesting is I just brought up my Starbucks app, right? So it says, good morning, Carrie. What is a star? A star is just a currency that is Starbucks, right?
Yeah.
So I can literally go into Starbucks, and this is what people don't realize. They're like, whoa, NFTs, blockchain, you know, all this crazy stuff, digital wallets. Yet you open an app, you pay for a physical coffee with stars that are digital.
Well, how long have we all been collecting points to fly, right? Aeroplan points air miles, I guess aeroplane's Canadian, but air miles, there's lots of points, right? And then you've been collecting those for years and trading those in for things.
Interesting.
So it's really not different. And that's, you're right. It's something that you just sort of need to do a little bit of a shift there. And let's be honest, if you pay something with a check, they're probably going home and scanning it on their phone to deposit it into their account.
yeah, that's what people think. They think that online banking is web 2, but really it's just bytes and bits and zeros and ones, and we are a cashless society for the most part. So I like where you're headed with all this. What would you say authors, entrepreneurs, and influencers that three target that we have, why should they pay attention to Award Pool in terms of building their online engagement?
Well, I think there's lots of way that you can build online engagement in pieces. So, you know, there are companies out there that will help you build, you know, a link tree, right? Here's a page with all the links to my socials. There are companies that will do small little things relating to just your socials, where you can get points and trade those points in for things. There are companies where, you know, like look at your social company, you know, your Pinterest and your Instagram. And there are places where, you know, you can go out there and talk about your brand. You know, there's lots of little pieces. What's different with Award Pool is we take all of those pieces and we put them into one. So we simplify what you're doing. And once you create something on Award Pool, which you can do, you can just log in and create it yourself. You know, we have a freemium model where you can come in and build it yourself. There's no cost to you. And you take that and you put it on your site. So it looks like it's mobile, but it's actually a widget that sits on a site. So if you have any type of website, you just take it, you put it on your site, and it's a couple lines of code that are generated, and that's all you have to do. And then suddenly now you have one place for all of your social engagement to build that community. And you have to continue to engage them. So you can go out there and you can find lots of companies that'll get you follows. If you want to get your Twitter and your Facebook and you want to get your socials up, there's lots of ways to do that. You can essentially buy your users if you need to. But you need to continue to engage those users. So once you have them, if you just have them and do nothing with them, they're not going to turn into the type of user that will purchase from you or that will talk about your brand or that will champion your brand. So you have to continue to engage them and create fun things for them to do. And once you have this widget up, you can continue to go in and create new actions and new challenges. For example, our mascot was voted on by our community. So we literally had five designers design a mascot and we let our community go in and vote and decide, right? So there's lots of fun little things that you can do to continue to engage them. And then you have the stores right there too. So you can monetize them within it as well. So it simplifies sort of all these small little things that you might otherwise do. Sometimes Ruben calls it think of it like a Shopify. So if you have a Shopify website, that's fine. But you can put a Shopify website out there, no one will ever hear about it. But if you can put the award pool widget on your Shopify site, then all of a sudden your Shopify site has become a place where not only do you have your own little site where you can sell your things, now you can actually engage that community and do fun things with them and digitize your rewards.
The moment I heard about it, I totally got it. I was super excited. I am super excited. Our people are using it. They're experimenting. I think when, we talked about this podcast being evergreen, and it is, but we also know that we're going to be connecting at an upcoming event in October. Mm-hmm. Maybe people would have already heard this by then. But our audience is going to love it. I think you being there in the flesh, if you can, they're going to see the demos. They're going to talk with you. Their minds are going to just blow up realizing that this is a real practical way where you gamify. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's it. It's gamification, Peloton. What do? I earn little badges that mean nothing, but I like it when I earn it.
Yeah.
The brain, the human nature, we've always liked games. I think you're really onto something, Brenda. So people can find out more about you at awardpool.com.
Yep, that's right.
Awesome. Well, you and your team are incredible people too. We've had several interactions. I think our core values match. So I'm really proud of all that you're doing and I'm really glad that we met. And Brenda's new book. What is the title?
It's called Trading Pizza for Ramen, and it's actually a middle grade novel aimed at the 10 to 12 year old age group. And I'm actually using Award Pool as a way to promote that book and create excitement around it. And it's part of the inspiration for how we created the company too, because I've been part of a children's writing group for a long time and everybody's struggling a little bit with how they manage their digital content and how they continue to own that content after they've created it. And that's, we talked about this a little bit before, yeah. The idea of how NFTs can continue, with that data that you put into them can continue to live, right? So if I create an NFT of something relating to my book and somebody trades it to someone else and trades it to someone else and trades it to someone else,
yes. It's
still original from me and I can still reap benefits from it from the beginning. So that's kind of another thing I think about when I think about my book and moving forward. I love the idea that people can take these NFTs I'm creating around the book and continue to trade them with their friends and move them around and share that experience moving forward. Yeah.
Well, Brenda, keep it up, my friend, and you're doing awesome, and we're really proud of you. So we'll be hearing from you again, I know it, all right?
Well, thank you for having me.
Take care. We'll see you.
Thanks for listening to Blockchain Life. We hope today's conversation ignited your soul and inspired your mind. Post your comments in a podcast review on iTunes or your platform of choice. We read every single review because your thoughts matter to us. Please share this episode with a friend. We look forward to seeing you again on the next episode.